This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Surreptitiously taped videos posted online last week captured NPR's former top fundraiser, Ron Schiller, making charged remarks about conservatives and evangelical Christians, as well as other politically tinged statements. Those remarks were repudiated by the network. Schiller's previously announced departure was accelerated, and NPR's CEO was ousted later that day. I was among the NPR hosts who signed a letter of protest saying we were appalled by his remarks on that video because it betrayed NPR's journalistic values of fairness, accuracy, and respect. But now, according to NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, that incriminating video may not tell the whole story. David has been covering this story from the outset. He's in the studio. David, what about it? What's new?
Well, these videos were created by James O'Keefe III in a sting against NPR. It's not the first time he's gone after institutions he doesn't like. He's a guy who's a conservative activist. He also styles himself as an investigative muckraking reporter. But in previous cases, others have raised questions. Prosecutors, for example, previously found he had selectively edited videos in his sting against Acorn and unfairly presented what folks had to say. In this case, he posted an 11.5-minute video that ricocheted around the media landscape and then later posted what he said was largely the raw video and audio of the entire conversation with Ron Schiller. The Blaze, which is sort of a conservative Huffington Post created by the Fox News opinion host, Glenn Beck, the Blaze did an analysis. It found that a half dozen moments at least were taken out of context or questionably presented. I emailed James O'Keefe this weekend to ask him about his methods and the Blaze analysis, as I did last week initially, but he hasn't replied to my queries.
So what sticks out?
Well, in the 11.5-minute version, Ron Schiller appeared to be talking dismissively about Republicans at a lunch with prospective donors from a fake Muslim group that O'Keefe had created. The tape's awfully hard to understand, but the next voice we'll hear is Schiller's. It sounds like he's talking about how the GOP has been hijacked by Tea Partiers and by xenophobes.
I think that the current Republican Party is not really the Republican Party. It's been hijacked by this group.
The radical, racist, Islamophobic, Tea Party people.
And not just Islamophobic, but really.
So he sounds there to be calling Tea Partiers seriously racist, but that shorter version, that was clipped. And in the longer version, it's evident he's quoting a Republican ambassador and a major Republican donor who talked to him.
I won't break a confidence, but a person who was an ambassador, so a very highly placed Republican, another person who was one of the top donors to the Republican Party, they both told me they voted for Obama, which they never believed they could ever do in their lives, that they could ever vote for a Democrat, ever. And they did because they believe that the current Republican Party is not really the Republican Party, but it's been hijacked by this group.
The radical, racist, Islamophobic, Tea Party people.
And not just Islamophobic, but really xenophobic.
Now, it's important to note that Schiller himself doesn't take issue with their characterizations. But as The Blaze says, the edited video makes it seem as though he's speaking for himself.
The Blaze also questioned Ron Schiller's lighthearted reaction to Sharia law.
Right. The disparity is pretty sharp there, too. Here's how O'Keefe introduces it in his narration in the original tape.
On the MEAC website, it said the organization sought to, quote, spread the acceptance of Sharia across the world.
Really? That's what they said?
But in the longer version of the tape, that laughter actually appears to have followed their arrival at the table.
They initially directed us to a big room where I guess there's a party also under the name Ibrahim. Really? That's what they said?
So it's a lighthearted welcome. But O'Keefe's introduction seriously distorts the mood of all that follows in that edited 11.5-minute video.
The Blaze suggested other manipulations in the shorter video, but they raised audio questions as well. Elaborate.
Well, let me give you one example. There's a moment where the video and its timestamp appear to progress, but the audio goes into a repetitive loop.
So NPR is pushing, NPR is pushing, NPR is pushing,
yes.
NPR is
The analysts at The Blaze say they don't know how to account for that, and it's also baffled other video experts I've spoken to over the weekend.
What's the takeaway from this, David?
Well, as I said, James O'Keefe really says that he's a muckraking investigative journalist. But if you look at this, this seems like part of his conservative activism to bring down institutions. He went after Acorn and it went away. He tried to humiliate an investigative reporter for CNN by luring her onto a boat that was filled with sex toys. In this instance, he captured Ron Schiller making remarks. And these are remarks that Schiller has apologized for. He's lost his job here on an accelerated basis. He lost the job he was going to go to at the Aspen Institute. And his boss, Vivian Schiller, who happens to be no relation to him, Vivian Schiller also lost her job in very short order. The Blaze analysis strongly suggests, though, that the 11.5-minute video that ricocheted around the media landscape significantly distorted and misrepresented what Ron Schiller had to say. And it's really taken a few days to catch up with that first misleading posting and with the ousters and the news of the ousters that followed.
NPR media correspondent David Polkenflik. David, thank you.
You bet.